Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence sat down this evening, their first meeting since the violent insurrection last week. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the White House is signaling Trump intends to stay in office until January 20th.
A senior administration official who declined to speak on the record said the two men met in the Oval Office and, quote, pledged to continue the work on behalf of the country for the remainder of their term. Pence has been silent as congressional Democrats call on him to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office after inciting a mob to storm the Capitol. Pence was presiding over the Electoral College vote tally at the time and had to take shelter, while Trump criticized him via tweet. This statement following their meeting is the nearest indication yet that Pence doesn't intend to force Trump out and Trump doesn't intend to resign. The House is expected to vote later this week to impeach Trump for a second time. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The FBI is warning of potential armed protests ahead of next week's inauguration. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the threats of additional violence in cities across the nation come nearly a week after supporters of the president violently breached the Capitol building.
The FBI is warning of potential violence at all 50 state Capitol buildings starting as early as this weekend. The agency also warns that an armed group has threatened to travel to Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day if Congress removes President Trump from office. In the meantime, the Secret Service will begin security operations on Wednesday, nearly a week earlier than originally planned.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick is apparently saying thanks, but no thanks. Thanks to a Presidential Medal of Freedom from outgoing President Donald Trump. In a statement, the six-time Super Bowl-winning coach did not mention Trump or say explicitly he had turned down the offer. Instead, Belichick saying, "Remaining true to the people, team, and country I love outweigh the benefits of any individual award." The Trump administration is putting Cuba back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
As he prepares to leave office, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explains that Cuba is being blacklisted for harboring U.S. fugitives and Colombian rebel leaders. The secretary also singles out Cuba's dealings with Venezuela's intelligence services. For these reasons, Pompeo says he's putting Cuba back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism, a list it got off during the Obama administration. Senator Patrick Leahy, who supported Obama's opening to Cuba, criticized Pompeo for the move, saying the secretary did nothing to resolve problems with Cuba and is just making it harder for the incoming Biden team. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks lost ground today. The Dow was down 89 points. The Nasdaq closed down 165 points. This is NPR. The German company BioNTech, which along with partner Pfizer jointly developed the world's first approved COVID-19 vaccine, says it expects to produce 2 billion doses this year with ramped-up manufacturing. Company officials say with three manufacturing sites in the U.S. and three in Europe operating or coming online soon, they expect to be able to double the number of doses committed for this fiscal year. Company says it also hopes to expand the list of people who can get its vaccine to include pregnant women and children. The Detroit Auto Show has been canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic for the second year in a row. As NPR's Camila Domonoski reports, there will be an alternate car event held outside Detroit.
Last year's auto show was supposed to be held in June. No surprise that it was canceled. This year's had already been pushed to September. But even by then, organizers aren't going to gather a crowd inside the convention center. Instead, there will be an event called Motor Bella, which organizers are calling a bridge to the future. Instead of being held in downtown Detroit, Motor Bella will be in nearby Pontiac at an 87-acre concourse with a racetrack. That will allow plenty of space for an auto-centric event held exclusively outdoors. The announcement is a blow to Detroit. The show brings big crowds and a lot of money into the city's downtown. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
And what is traditionally one of the world's largest in-person trade shows, the annual tech fest known as CES, will be taking place in cyberspace this year. Generally, tens of thousands of people decide on Las Vegas to take part in the technology conference, but video streams and chats will have to substitute this year. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.